And now the SODC update, written by Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. The SODC local plan examination. We have now received the formal response from the inspector with his preliminary findings. It is available on the council's website. As anticipated, and to our great dismay, the inspector is not proposing any reduction in the number of houses to be delivered by the plan, and he has raised no objections to the inclusion of all seven strategic sites, six of which are currently in the Green Belt. He suggests some modifications to design standards to improve the environmental sustainability of housing and prioritising active travel over car use. But essentially, his view is that the plan is sound and legal. The council will respond to his request to make these modifications, and these modifications will then be subject to public consultation, but only the modifications. As it stands, we remain under the legal directive from the Secretary of State to adopt the local plan submitted by the previous Conservative administration by the end of this year. Proposed planning reforms. The government is currently consulting on a wide-ranging changes to the planning system, which it believes is holding back development and is overly bureaucratic. While the current system isn't perfect, we have major concerns about some of the proposed changes. One key concern is that, overall, there is a clear shift of power proposed. Local residents and elected councillors, including parish councils, will have far less power in the new system, while planners, developers and central government will have more. Each district will be set a target for new houses by a centralised algorithm, and once an area has been designated for growth, all planning applications will be granted automatically and no one will be able to object. The fact remains that local authorities already grant 90% of all planning applications and that developers are currently sitting on permissions for 1 million unbuilt homes. The new proposals also change the way that essential infrastructure will be funded and the rules for the provision of affordable homes. The government is promising that local communities will have a say in the designation of land for development and the creation of local design guides, so neighbourhood plans should be as important as ever. The consultation closes at the end of October. New emergency assistance grant available. There's money available from SODC for voluntary and community groups who are helping people who are struggling to afford food and other essential provisions as a result of COVID-19. The money is available in the form of emergency assistance grants of up to £5,000, and if you are working with any constituted groups like voluntary COVID-19 community response groups or mutual aid groups, you can apply. We have £45,373 available, and groups can apply for grants of up to £5,000 to go to projects directly helping vulnerable people affected by the effects of COVID-19, such as providing access to food and other essentials, e.g. toiletries. Existing schemes supporting people struggling to afford food and other projects. Advising and providing information to people to help them access longer-term support they might need, such as benefits. Projects that provide targeted support in areas of greatest need and deprivation, including rural areas. Applications will be assessed on a rolling fortnightly basis from the 15th of September, and you can find out more information on our website. And finally, the SODC's corporate plan. We received an amazing 932 responses to the consultation on our proposed plan and are busy analysing the comments to produce the final version, which we aim to approve in October. Interestingly, projects relating to the protection of our natural world and to improving community engagement scored most highly, so we will be reflecting this in our final plan. Thank you to all those who took the time to give us their feedback.